Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we try to figure things out here. We can work it out, Hugh. We can work it out. Can the Eagles? That's the question.
Turn my mic on.
Can Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown work it out?
Hey,
they better.
I think they can.
Well, I'm glad BG did what he did last night. No hiding from it now. Figure it out. Sometimes you got to raise your voice to get some difference made. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. We're going to replay for the Sirianni interview from this morning, as we do every week. Joe and John had it, and those two asked a lot of questions about the situation, how Sirianni is going to handle it, including will there be a team meeting in the next couple days. We'll bring that to you coming up a few minutes. First, let's go to the phone lines. Your reaction to Brandon Graham, the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts situation. Diane in Pemberton. Hi, Diane. Diane? All right, we'll put Diane back on hold. We'll get her up. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How's it going with you? What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, listen, I was cracking up earlier when you were talking to that guy at McDonald's, man. I was crying laughing.
He had to put his order on hold for us. Yeah, yeah.
He had to yell at Joe. You know, yell at both of us,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious, man. But, hey, man, listen, I think right now with the city, what we're going through as a city right now with the football team, man, I think it's sad. I've called into you guys. I've told you before. I'm a long-time sports guy. You know, I played basketball all my life, including in college, overseas for many years. I had a, you know, really good career. Came very, you know, very close to pursuing my dream of making it to the NBA, but that didn't work out, you know, exactly as I wanted it to. But I think it's sad because, you know, Hugh, you know, growing up in my neighborhood, man, my grandma used to have this old saying that used to say, act like you've been somewhere before. Act like you know you had something, you know. And she used to say that a lot of times, man. When we used to go in the environments, and you know, you got to be acting like you've been somewhere before. I had something, but you know, we as kids, we acting crazy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I'm sure you heard that same saying before. But I think for the city, man, right now, we got to act like. We got to act like we've had something before, man. I listened to this radio show, and I'm a huge fan of y'all's show, the morning
appreciate
show.
Appreciate you.
Ike and Reese, and you know, I'm a fan of it, man. But I think right now that the football team right now is in a position where, like you said, you at the end of the day, they're either going to address this and get past it, or – you know, it's going to be a lingering thing, and you can't win in that way. I think with AJ, I'm going to just keep it all the way real. I've been on some teams, and I've been in some locker rooms, man. I'm telling you right now, with what he did, anybody that knows me that I've been on the team with, AJ could have been my best friend. I'd have been ready to punch him in his mouth. That would have been me. I've been on teams with guys that were like that. Because when you have a winning culture, when you've built something – and that don't happen overnight. And then you get to a position where you're this close to achieving the ultimate goal. And you, even though he just said passing, that's fine. You know that when you say that, whether you're talking about the offense as a whole or Jalen, you know where the attention is going to go to when you say that. So for him to do that, I would have taken very seriously what he said. I think Brandon Graham did it in his own way on the show last night, and I think Brandon was spot on. Yes, he should walk it back because he kind of put some things out there that a lot of people didn't know, which is the personal stuff and all that kind of stuff. But I think Brandon is at the point where he's looking at it like, man, y'all young guys, y'all in the way right now. You know, at the end of the day, I'm on my way out, and this ain't going to be the end of my story. Y'all, you know, young guys having this friction and all this going on. So let's get it cleaned up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's something he sat back for a while. He watched the two of them. Obviously, there's issues. And I think he felt he was compelled to say something. Anthony, good phone call. We appreciate it. I'm okay. And I think it could be a good thing that Brandon spoke up last night. Sometimes you got to make a scene to make a difference. And he made a scene last night, and he walked it back a little bit. But that, there's no way they avoid it. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. He was on this morning with Joe and John. Here's that conversation weighed heavily to about this situation, AJ, Jalen, their relationship, and how Sirianni is going to go fix it now. Here is Sirianni this morning with Joe and John.
Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Nick. So Nick, let's, obviously there's an awful lot going on off the field, but let's start with this reality. 9-game winning streak, 11-2, and congratulations to you and your squad. 4th consecutive year making the playoffs, and of course the first Eagles coach of all time to make the playoffs in your first 4 years. By the way, also the first time since 2004 that the organization made the playoffs 4 straight years. So congratulations to you, Nick, and your squad on the 4th straight year in the postseason.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, that means something. That's for sure. It's hard to do that, but you know what? We enjoyed the moment for a moment, and then it's time to move on. We as coaches, we talked about that scene in Bull Durham, where he's like, "Hey, the moment's over, and let's go and let's keep going on." You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'm part of the movie I'm talking about?
I don't, actually. I was too focused on Susan Sarandon.
He makes a good pitch or has a good inning or something, and Kevin Costner tells him, hey, the moment's over. Now let's move on and keep getting better.
Gotcha. Well, Nick, here's where it gets complicated, obviously. The moment from Sunday led to a lot. I mean, holy mackerel. I can't believe it, with so much going on good, that, you know, your organization, your team, some of the players are in a firestorm right now. But that's what it looks like to me. So let me just start with this. Were you disappointed with AJ's comments Sunday after the game?
You know, I would hold back on firestorm. We had a game where we, as an offense, as a passing offense, didn't play to the standard that we're capable of and want to play to. And all I looked at was what happened after the game was guys, saying, hey, we gotta be better. And so, and that's true. You know, we always are going to be honest with ourselves and say, what we feel there, that we gotta be better. And that was the case, as our passing offense on a Sunday. But you know what? The main thing is to always win the football game. However, by any means necessary. So our defense played really good and got some stops, when they needed to get stops, particularly on 4th down. Our run game and our offensive line really paved the way for that. The run game, the way it looked like, and Saquon and everybody involved, it takes the entire offense for the run game to look like that. And then also, there was moments that we had in the past game that were really good, but, we can be better as a whole. But I think that you saw us pass the ball well in the red zone for 2 touchdowns, which is hard to pass down there, and our guys did a great job of executing that down there. We had a couple passes, the 3rd and 13 in the 4-minute drill that we were in. I mean, that's a huge, huge play. And so there's positives to lean on. And what was it up to our standard? No, but you do everything you got to do to win the game that week, and we were able to win the game.
So here's the thing, Nick. I hear you on the we got to be better. I get that. And I get that that's AJ's desire, but he pointed a finger at the quarterback. I mean, that is not good, and I got to imagine that creates a hell of a complexity for you as the head coach when the wide receiver points a finger at the quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't take it that way. And again, you guys can do anything and spin it any way, but I didn't take it that way. And I took it as we want to get better as a passing attack. AJ's part of the passing attack. And so we all want to be better at it. I want to be better at it. Jalen wants to be better at it. AJ wants to be better at it. And hey, Jalen and AJ are both really outstanding people and both really outstanding players. And so, and I love that our players are wanting to get better and desire to get better. And that's what we talk about all the time is how we get better and how we do things and be able to do some things that are special.
Nick, how concerned are you that infighting on your team could cause an unraveling similar to 2023?
I think what you know, again, there's going to be speculation of what things look like because you guys don't have all the, let's be honest, you guys don't have all the information.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
You don't get to see it on a daily basis. All I can judge this on, and this is very similar to, when people were asking me about Jalen and I's relationship or whatever it was, like all I can judge things on is what I see on a daily basis. When I see, you know, AJ and Jalen communicating about the game plan, eating lunch together every single day, praying with each other before the game. Like, and so, like, there's going to be speculation, and I get it, you know, I get it, rightfully so, based on what's happened the last couple days. But all you can do is judge what you see. Like, I have more information. I see them every single day. I see what's going on in the building. And so you just have to, like, to me, you know, we know what there's going to be noise, and I get, and I obviously get it, you know, just based off of what's happened here in the last couple of days. But I go on my daily relationships with these guys, with myself. I go on the daily relationships that I see every single day that these guys spend 7 hours. Like, you guys get to see 3 hours of it every day, mm-hmm. and then a little bit after, or pardon me, every week and a little bit. I get to see 7 or 8 hours of it every day. And so, and then I can say this, like, every week after a game, we put up, I think it's one thing that I felt, okay, if you want to go back to last year, I felt like there wasn't joy sometimes after wins. And so one thing we talk about is just being able to celebrate together and how important that is. And so what we do is every Monday after the game, we show, you know, our celebrations together, right, after big plays and kind of a montage of that. And I see so much joy from this team, and there's, you know, we can say, hey, there's 23 it, with based off what happened the last couple of days. Hey, oh man, there's a little 2023 vibes. I see a lot of 2022 vibes based off of the way I, you know, that kind of plays itself out. I mean, I just see joy. I really go back to Kenny Gainwell's touchdown against the Los Angeles Rams. You should have seen that sideline after he did that. The special teams has made a bunch of big time plays as a core unit, right? Like some big hits, and then we had one against Baltimore, and the joy that we're coming off of that. Like, I see those, and man, AJ and Jalen have celebrations that are on there quite a bit every time AJ scores. Jalen throws a touchdown to AJ, and so, you know, there's a little you can look at what you see in 1 week, but I'm looking at the big picture. And again, I see it as everybody wants to get better. I know there's room for an interpretation based off of some comments, but I can only go judge them based off of the things that I see on a daily basis.
Sure. Nick, you were a wide receiver yourself. Why does it seem like often the best wide receivers are also the ones who want to dominate so badly that they struggle to control their emotions about dominating so badly at times?
I love that about wide receivers. I've always loved that about, let me just say this. I wasn't able to completely change a game the way AJ can change a game. And so, like, I don't know exactly the feeling that when you know that nobody can cover you in the world, like, listen, that wasn't me, so I don't have that same
that must be pretty
perspective
cool
of it. But it's got to be cool. But I think it's just you know, that position, you know, you can, again, you know that you're in one-on-one matchups a lot, and there's a lot of one-on-one matchups, no, don't get me wrong, in the NFL, right? Sometimes it's, you know, two offensive linemen working to two guys, you know, but in receiver, you're out there by yourself, and sometimes you just get these one-on-one matchups, and you know you can beat the guy across from you, and you know you can change the game. And so I have never I've coached wide receivers a long time. I have never, ever looked at it as a negative that they want the football. And even if, you know, I want the football, I want the football. Gosh, I think that's a great trait to have. Nobody says that, you know, when Kobe Bryant wanted the ball at the end of the game, that or Michael Jordan wanted the ball at the end of the game, that was a bad, like, that's a good thing. That's a good, because they're so confident, and they have to be, just like a defensive back has to be confident. And so when a wide receiver wants the ball, you know, I think that just shows you the confidence that he has. Now you got to do everything as far as the team in mind, no doubt about it. But I've never ever looked at it as a negative that they want the football that AJ wants in football because he knows he can change the game. And I know this. Like, AJ is one of the best people that I've coached. Like, he best person that I've – one of the best person – people. How do you say that? I don't know the word people or person there. But he is a great, great person. I will say that. And I know we'll continue to get better. And, you know, AJ – and Jan, I'm grouping them both in there, are two of the best at their positions in the NFL. And the games have looked a little different this year with how we've won, but I have no doubt about it that we are going to need our passing game to, you know, win us a game and win, you know, help us move the chains like it always does, and it's just looked different at times this year.
Yeah, Nick, the only thing I'll say, the Kobe analogy and all that works for me, except Kobe and Shaq broke up. You know what I mean? I mean, they did. They broke up because
Michael and Scotty didn't.
We have it. Their friendship passed, but they got six titles. They got six titles in.
Michael and Scotty. That gets weird. That gets weird, Nick.
That did get weird. All right.
Hold on.
Sure, go ahead, John.
How did the Panthers unsynchronize the offense, to use Jalen's word, and how does the team keep everything synchronized moving forward?
Yeah, every game's a little different. I won't get into the secrets of what we felt like they did to stop this or stop that. I know that we ran the ball very effectively, and sometimes the amount of runs that you have and the amount of attempts you have in the pass game, right, are different, the way the game's being played. You know, Jalen still had a, you know, what, 110 quarterback rating? I mean, how many guys had that last week? I know the ball wasn't in the air a lot, because of the way the game was played out. There was a lot of things that were very efficient in that game there. And so, again, you go out and you try to win every single game. I know this is super cliche, but you go out and try to win every single game. Every game calls for a little different approach as coaches, as players. And the main thing was that we won, and we did that.
Nick, what about the kicking situation? I know yesterday you said you're pretty locked into Jake Elliott, but I mean, in a week or two, if this doesn't pick up, you got to be concerned, right?
You know, we take it one day at a time. Every single time, I can't look ahead and say if this doesn't happen, because the amount of things that you could say, well, if this doesn't happen, if that doesn't happen, I mean, there's a lot of things like that, and so I know that it takes everybody in the kicking game. It takes the operation, it takes the snap, it takes the hold, it takes the protection, it takes the kick, right? And so, you know, it's never just in this game. I know that it's always, you know, want to be able to assign blame or do this, but in this game, it is a true, the best team sport there is. That's why I love it so much, and it takes everybody. And so, we all got to be better as a whole, and I have like so much confidence in Jake. Again, excuse me. You know, you get to see, you know, 3 hours each week, right? I get to see it in practice over and over and over and over again. Again, why do we run certain play or a certain defense in a game? Because you think that's what's going to work. That's part of the game plan, but you build confidence in it. excuse me, as practice goes. And then, you know, it's the same thing in the kicking game. So, like, got a ton of confidence in him. I know that he's been a special player. You know, as you look at it this year, he's done some really good things this year and has had some unfortunate misses. You know, had one blocked as well, which isn't on him. And so, again, confidence is built through the success of games and what happens in practice, and I still have a ton of faith, confidence in Jake Elliott.
Now, your confidence is important for him to gain confidence. Like, his confidence is what I'm so concerned about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then moments where it's time to kick, you know, I will. I'll have utmost confidence in him. That doesn't mean we don't go for it when I feel like we should go for it or punt it when I feel like we should punt it. Every game, like, again, you go into every game and you have your, hey, this is what I'm going to do in this scenario. But every moment of each game calls for a different, like, you have to have a baseline. Here's what I'm doing here. Here's what I'm doing here. And this is in every situation in the game, not just field goal kicking. But you have to have a baseline there and then react to how the game's going, how the opposite quarterback's playing, how your defense is playing. how the wind is. Like, there's so many things that play into it. I wish I could get into everything with you on all those situations. It'd be fun. It'd be a fun conversation to be able to explain all that. Obviously, for competitive reasons, I won't. But it does start, like you said, it does start with the confidence that you have in your kicker. And I have a ton of confidence in Jake Elliott.
All right, Nick, one final thing here. So, you know, with what we were discussing at the start of this conversation, does what has occurred lead to a meeting that you hold with AJ and Jalen? And does the entire situation in light of Brandon stepping in and making his comments last night lead to a team meeting next time you guys reconvene?
We team meeting every day. I talk to these guys every day. I talk to these guys in groups every day. So I talk to these guys all the time about whatever's going on in their lives, whatever's going on in the team. That's part of the connection that you're trying to build. And why is connection so important? Connection is so important in moments like where you feel like, okay, it didn't go as planned. Connection is so important in moments like, okay, maybe from the outside world, they think this or they think that. That's why connection is so important when you're in a winning streak, when you're in a losing streak. Connection is the key. Like, it's not the best groups of individuals that wins. It's the best teams. And so we're constantly working on that as a team. And if I want our guys to work on their connection with each other, then it starts with me, and they got to see me connecting with them first. And so that's a constant. I'll spend an hour or so on the phone today with different guys, like I do every Tuesday.
All right, there it was this morning. Nick Sirianni with the morning show. And a lot of that, Hugh, I'd say 90% of it was about the situation we're discussing today and Brandon Graham last night. Hugh, a couple things hit me from him. One, he alluded to, and of course he sees them more than we do, right? And he said he feels like they're fine based on his interactions with them. All right, but we do have all this to react to. And then he said no team meeting because he feels like they do that enough. But I do think at some point it'd be good if they all talk this out. Like, I don't know if it has to be a big team meeting thing, but maybe
just come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, conversation between the coach, the quarterback, and the receiver.
They probably will, because I think there was a lot at play here. Like, again, I go back to the play that was missed. Let's just call it a touchdown.
The one that they threw Dotson. Yeah,
the Dotson play. I think that was
second play of the game. Yep.
I think there's a lot going on, and AJ is a competitor, and when you are used to competing at a high level, and you're not. And you feel like you're not contributing, that's kind of tough for him. You know, because, you know, he's probably looking at the stat sheet and he's not showing up in the stat sheet like he used to. That's an adjustment. Like I said, I haven't played with a receiver that has been worth his weight in gold that didn't want the football. Like, that's what the good ones do.
And you find a way,
that's the one, the receiver position as a whole. It's probably the most volatile position on any football team. That's just the way that they're made. They're individuals, because even though it's a team sport, it's the one position that is predicated on one-on-one. Like, that's the one-on-one. Like, when you see them receivers out there talking trash because they cooked somebody or they caught a ball, I mean, that's where the trash talking comes from.
They live on their own island.
They're on an island.
Yeah, they are.
So when you are a guy that has been used to being the tip of the spear, the focal point, and then all of a sudden you have to take the back seat to somebody. He's done a tremendous, I'll say this to that. So far this year, he's done a tremendous job of keeping his emotions in check.
Until Sunday. He slammed the helmet.
And what happened Sunday?
Well, they didn't play well.
Well, and Saquon Barkley broke the rushing record.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but here's my reaction to that. He's got to get over it. This year's team is this year's team.
I mean, it's not a good look. I will say this. I don't want to change anything about A.J. Brown. I don't want to change anything about his competitive spirit. I mean, he could probably tone it down as far as his attitude goes. But damn it, you know how I fix that? Throw him the football.
Well, you can, but the run game is their bread and butter.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not getting away from the run game.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
I'm throwing the football.
We have seen some better days. Yeah, we have. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio with you. 215-592-9494. Lot to react to here. Brandon Graham last night. I mean, he just went on and on. He would you say he long talked a little bit last night?
He was long talking a little bit. Brandon had something on his chest, man. He had to get it off.
Well, and I'm glad he did. I know a lot of people are upset that he did, and you know, I know he's retracted some of it, or at least come out and say, maybe I shouldn't have gone there, and I didn't have all the information. The way I feel this morning is, I'm glad he did. They can't avoid this now. This has to be a conversation. Those two have to figure it out. And I hope they do. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Brandon Graham's comments? Obviously, back to what AJ said a couple days ago with the whole situation. A lot to react to. At 12:30 today, we'll have Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby. And I don't want everyone to forget here. You know what we do have going on? And we've gotten really bogged down with this today. But, Hugh, coming up at some point in the show today, we've been doing this for the past few days, and we started about a week ago. You know, we have to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. Kyle, can you let people know what they should be listening for as the show goes along today?
It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, so coming up later in the show, the next time you hear that as the show goes along today, you'll call in. And you'll have a chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. It's all brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We have a great qualifying prize today, which I'll tell you more about in a little bit. And the grand prize coming up at the end of this thing, which you'll be qualified for if you win today. But it is an incredible tailgate experience. We'll tell you all about the prizes. Your chance to win coming up. Listen for that sounder when you hear it. You call in and your chance to play the game with us. What's in Hugh's holiday stocking? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt and Broomall is on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up, buddy?
So I have a take on the whole BG, Jalen, AJ thing, and then I also have another question for you guys after that.
Go for it.
So it comes to that. Last night when that came out, I was super shocked to see that BG would say something like that to the media and on his show. Just being a veteran leader and like knowing who BG is, you wouldn't really think that from him. But then the more that I got to think about it, you know, anyone who follows the Eagles every year, it kind of is obvious that starting last year, Jalen and AJ really didn't have that same relationship they did in 21-22. You didn't really see them together as much, laughing, doing all that sideline stuff. So it definitely seemed like there was a rift there. And then obviously how everything played out last year, it became more obvious. So now I started thinking maybe it was something that they were trying to keep hidden from the media, but trying to figure out internally, and it just wasn't working. AJ said the thing after the game about the passing game, and then maybe BG was like, you know what? F it, I'm going to take this in my own hands and air it out publicly as like kind of like a last-ditch effort to get them to mend their relationship.
I think that's exactly what it was.
When has airing it out publicly ever helped any situation?
It's almost like, we'll try it your way, right? I'll lay low, you guys figure it out, and then you're watching it crumble, and you're like, you know what? I got to say something here. It's almost like the big brother or the dad or the mom, like the figure atop that says, enough is enough.
When you have a brother, right?
I do.
Older, younger?
Younger.
So when he told mom and dad on you, didn't you usually kick his ass after he told on you?
Yeah, I guess so. But what does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying, that never helped anything. He took an ass whoop. He told her he took
an
ass
whoop. But maybe in the big picture, he was right. He was right to air it out. Maybe it got me straight.
But my point is, you didn't handle it like you should have handled it. You got mad and kicked his ass, right?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
What are you alluding to?
I'm just saying. It doesn't usually help when you tell on somebody.
Well, if you let the person spiral and spiral, at some point you got to say, figure it out, Matt. I think BG was right.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a last-ditch effort. And then I'll end you guys off on this. So, Hugh and Joe, can you guys ask Kyle for me if he thinks Matt from Broomall is going to go back-to-back as the Quinn Fantasy Family League champion this year?
Oh, wow. We're going to get that answer.
Family member?
So, I guess he's pretty good at fantasy, back-to-back. Matt, good phone call. Kyle, what do you think?
He's all right.
Is he going to
It
again?
Don't sound like Kyle's too happy about that.
Well, sounds like he's better than you in fantasy football.
I scored 180 points last night and am out of the playoffs.
Wow.
Because Joe Burrow got like 0.5 more than I needed to
Speaking of fantasy football, I believe one member of the Midday Show qualified for the Midday Show fantasy football playoffs, and that wasn't Kyle, and it certainly was not Hugh Douglas, who
I've
finished
seen better days.
In dead last.
Well, that was you?
Did you make the playoffs?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I quit looking at my fantasy
football
like weeks
last.
Ago.
Well, your lineup reflects that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How we doing? What are you thinking?
I'm of the opinion that you should air things out. Whether Brandon should have done it like he did, he didn't start that fire, to quote Billy Joel.
It was
already burning. So, you know, maybe he didn't have to go in as long talking as much as he did. But I don't know if AJ is specifically talking about Jalen not getting AJ the ball as opposed to the whole passing game. after hearing Nick, after hearing what Nick said on the radio this morning, it sounds more to me like Nick knows a little bit, obviously knows more than we do. So I'm going to go with what he's thinking and saying that it might be, we don't know everything. So I'm just going to go with the whole passing game needs to be better.
It does. It,
you know, look, every football team that's had a wide receiver has had a wide receiver that's been a diva. I mean, it's you know, it's old as football itself. So that's not a surprise. But they got to get it worked out somehow, because I don't think this will derail the whole season. But if it's left untendered, it could.
Of course. I mean, Jeff, this is kind of like last year. I mean, and now that they have a better team, they have a way better defense, so I don't think it's going to unravel like last year. But the feeling of, hey, something's off, locker room, it's eerily similar. And for whatever reason, Jeff, they never fixed it last year. It just kind of festered and festered, and then we speculated, is it Reddick? Is it the coaches? Is it Jalen? Is it the coach? Like, we didn't even know. And now here we go again. At least this time, it's a little more concrete. It feels like it's the quarterback and the wide receiver just not on the same page.
Yeah, it's like if as a truck driver, if I get a flat tire, I know I'm going to have to sit for about 2.5 hours to get it fixed. It's just a bump in the road. I'm still going to get to where I'm going, but I got to sit here and take it for 2.5 hours until it gets fixed. So this is kind of where I feel we're at. Like, we got to sit here and take this from these guys until they get it fixed, and hopefully they. And with Brandon putting it out in public.
Well, they can't run from it now. Jeff, they can. Yeah. It's there now. I mean, Jeff, good phone call. They can't run from this anymore. I mean, it is what it is. It's out there. Hugh, I know you said it doesn't work. Like, maybe your brother tells on you and you beat up your brother or whatever. But
beat his ass.
But sorry, let me give you a different kind of family example. You ever raise your voice, and then afterwards you say, you know what, I shouldn't have raised my voice, but you got the message out there.
When I raise my voice, I stand.
All right.
On
well,
business.
Then I'll be the one to say this. Sometimes if I ever raise my voice, I might say afterwards, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry I raised my voice. But you know what I'm not apologizing for? The message. Figure it out!
See, this is the thing.
That's what Brandon said in a more articulate way last night. Figure it out.
This is the thing. And Brandon even admitted to this. He talking out of turn because he don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, but he's in that locker room.
You know what I blame it on? I mean, Brandon just had surgery. He probably on Percocet. Vicodin or something.
This is today's holidays.
Yeah, it's the meds. It's the meds.
Well, like sometimes Brandon, the meds or he was make you tell the truth.
He was really remorseful after the fact. And he's like, man, I don't even know if that's the case. I didn't even talk to him. He was high.
Next stop.
He was high.
But doesn't mean he wasn't telling the truth.
I mean,
you don't tell the truth when you're high?
Man, no, not all the time.
Sometimes
I do. But this is one of those things where I feel like Brandon opened an unnecessary can of worms.
But didn't AJ open it first on Sunday?
Well, AJ was frustrated. And AJ answered his questions in a way that left us to speculate what he was talking about.
Of course.
And Brandon removed all that speculation. Like, even Brandon didn't know what he... Like, Brandon put a face on it. Because AJ was frustrated. It was clear he was frustrated. And Brandon kind of said what he said and not really knowing the situation and made it kind of worse. Made it worse. He was high.
Well, you could. I mean, whatever he was doesn't mean he said the truth. I don't have it handy in front of me, but there was an A.J. Brown tweet last week. Do you guys remember this? There was an A.J. Brown tweet about the passing game last week. Kyle, I think there's some COPA going on here where people are like, well, he didn't really mean Jalen after the game. Yeah,
oh, of course he did.
That is not a coping mechanism.
It is coping.
It's
no,
Sirianni
it was coping.
You know what's
You're
funny.
Coping. He
no,
meant Jalen.
It's a lot of times, and we all do this. Somebody will say something, and we, instead of us asking directly what it is, we like to speculate. We speculate. I didn't get, like, I didn't hear the same thing that everybody else heard.
But, so hold on a second.
When he said passing, I just heard passing game.
Okay, let's unpack that a little bit. You're right. That's what he said. He said passing it. Do you think he's calling himself out? No, he's open. He knows he's open.
He probably is.
You think he's calling?
He's probably calling Kellen out. He could have been talking about Kellen.
Right. So, but let's eliminate who he's not talking about. Himself. There's no way he's criticizing himself. He knows he's open. You think he's criticizing the offensive
see,
line?
We're still speculating.
But wait, I just want to unpack it. Do you think he's criticizing the offensive line?
We're workshopping it.
He's not criticizing the O-line. He knows they're good. Okay. So
no.
we're eliminating people. Who's left? It's Jalen or the coordinator.
But see, to be fair, Joe. To be fair, I watched the same game you watched. I have the same concerns that you have.
And if I'm being an adult about the situation, he might have been talking about the court. He might have been, but I don't know that for sure. That's not going to hold up in a court of law. That's not going to hold up in the court.
This isn't a court. This is WIP.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay.
What's they call it? The peanut gallery.
This is the peanut gallery. And we know if someone's guilty or not in the peanut gallery. Anyone out there that's frustrated with Brandon, Brandon only said what he said because AJ said what he said.
Because he was on the Percocet.
Well, whatever. If AJ at the end of the game on Sunday doesn't say that, we don't have last night. I mean, that's the bottom line to this whole thing. It started there. You know, Jeff said it, you know, the Billy Joel song, and then Start the Fire. Like, AJ started the fire.
Start the fire.
That's a good song for this. It really does work. Let's go to Archie in Mount Airy. Hey, Archie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm so glad we're talking about this. Hugh, you're hilarious. You had everyone in here cracking up about the Brandon.
Archie got that.
Oh, that's all right. We'll get him back.
Well,
up.
I think everybody who listened, thank y'all for listening.
Of course, we appreciate.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Tal is at Cincinnati. What's up, Tal?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks
for taking
man?
My call. Hey, I just want to go over a few things. I went to bed last night, man, real happy with visions of Dallas Tucks in my dreams.
Well, yeah, they just took morning, the L.
Only to see Greenberg on ESPN talking about Eagles misery again. Look, I'm an old school guy just like you, Hugh. So I'm going to go with you on this. The individuals involved with this, now I'm not going to say their names because we don't even know it's them two, but they both wear captain's badges on their uniforms. And there's a lot of young, impressionable minds in that locker room, and the team is 11-2 with championship aspirations, and they don't need this right now. They really don't. So they're going to have to work this out. And I don't think it should have been released by BG, but, you know, he said what he said. And, you know, once I listened to you, he was talking about the two pitches, the brand of Saquon Barkley in the locker room. All I could think about was, remember, this is a guy that was called Swole Batman and had all the fan base going crazy with memes on Twitter and Instagram after every game he had.
Mm-hmm.
One-handed, big catches. Now, all of a sudden, Superman walks through the door, and he's jumping over fools backwards, breaking records, being mentioned in the MVP conversation. And I know it's not easy, but they're going to have to make it work. I mean, you got a lot of mouths to feed.
I know how to make it work, Tyle, just like you do. Throw the man the football. Throw him a bone.
This is a running team. We're not playing favorites here.
Man, you got to throw him a bone, man. It's not playing any favorites.
No.
Okay. But let me say this. It's not so much playing favorites, Tyler. I'm going to let you speak. But I want to say this to Joe.
Okay.
If I'm throwing – say, or any – the way the team is constructed right now, if I had a passing play, who do you think should be my primary receiver?
AJ.
Throw the ball. Just throw the ball to him.
You know who I hope is not listening to this, because if he is, he's just rubbing his hands together. Mike Tomlin is going to they're going to jump on routes if they know the ball's going.
If they want to jump on routes, then guess what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Get a ball to Saquon Barkley.
That's fine. I'm just saying, if they force the ball to AJ, it'll be a disaster.
They lucky I ain't the offensive coordinator, because there was only two plays I'll run.
Yeah.
Run the ball. Throw it to AJ. You got a $30 million receiver over there. Devontae get the ball every now and then. But you got a $30 million receiver over there that is a blocker.
I know. They turn it's 3 hours of cardio on Sundays. I know. Hey,
look, Smitty wants the ball, too. You know,
you got to give him the ball, man.
Dallas Goedert back.
Give him the ball,
everybody wants the ball. Hey, but before I go, Hugh, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Okay. You know, what's the number one old man candy? Oh, let me give you three, okay? Just choose one. Mary Jane, Now and Later. A Boston
Baked Beans. Now later. Because I'm not a big Boston Baked Beans fan. And when you say Mary Jane, I'm thinking marijuana. So
I just took a bong hit, too. But what I'm talking about is, look, I'm talking about Mary Janes with the peanut butter inside. You remember those?
No, I don't remember those. Like, the only Mary Jane I remember is when Rick James was singing about it.
No. They were wrapped in brown wrappers, and they had the little Mary Jane skipping with a little penny loafers on. And it was like a caramel, but inside it was peanut butter.
No, see, I don't remember those. But I do remember Now Laters, because every now and then I will partake. But see, I got these veneers now.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
The crowns would come right off.
The Now Laters snatch the veneers right about my mouth.
It has been a little while since you had your emergency dentist trip.
No, I got to go see my dentist. She called me the other day. I got to make an appointment.
Tal, good phone call. We appreciate it.
Snatch them dentures right out.
You know what that conversation reminded me? As I was driving home Sunday, Mike and Merrill were having a conversation about candy for some reason.
Yeah.
And Merrill, Mike asked Merrill if he likes now and laters, and Merrill didn't know what now and laters were. It was
eat some now, say some for later.
That's exactly what Mike told him. They said he stays away from the sweet stuff. Donald in Chester, what's up, Donald?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good, what's Donald. What's up?
Hey, man, listen, I'm glad BG said what he said, because you know it was really evident from last season before the collapse. You know, and then it started this year. I mean, you know, I believe AJ had tried to conduct himself like a professional about it. And he had, and that frustration, because you could see it like week in and week out against certain teams. He was just wide open. And it was really like, we know Saquon is the X factor. But man, you would have thought that the passing game would have been a whole lot more elevated, because in 22, you know, all we had was Miles Sanders, and it was working out real good. The passing game was benefiting. When teams tried to, you know, take away the run game, he was able to get it to AJ. So my thing is this, you know, maybe, you know, AJ shouldn't have said it what he said, but honestly, I like his honesty. You know, how people take it is how people take it. But it's like he's only human. You know, as enough is enough. And
but would you like the honesty if you like the PG said it or AJ?
No, AJ. I like both of them.
Well, but would you both like it if you were Jalen and AJ said that about you?
Well, listen. Let me tell you something about that, Joe. Mm-hmm. As Donald, you know, I've always taught to be aware and to self-evaluate, you know, and I was always taught, and see, I was raised in a single parent home. So women are like, when you say you sorry, and when you say you got to get better, that means that people need to see you get better, you know, and they need to see you change. And in my opinion, I just think that AJ's really frustrated about the bigger picture, is that there's a lot of things that Kellen Moore cannot do because of the limitations of
the quarterback.
I get that,
and I agree. I understand why he's frustrated. I'm frustrated too, Donald. Good phone call. We're all frustrated with the passing game. It should be better. But you keep that internal. I think that was BG's message last night. Ironically, he went to WIP to deliver his message. But
BG did it the wrong way.
Well, it was ironic. Don't go to the media, but I'm going to just do that. But his point was, we don't have to go figure this out internally. Like AJ after the game, he lit the match. BG didn't light the match. BG put more, maybe, kerosene on the fire.
He put some charcoal briquettes on that thing.
He didn't start the fire. All right, let's hear from Landon Dickerson last night. He was on with you, Hugh, in the Players Lounge, talking about the elephant in the room here. Let's listen to Landon.
Let me ask you, there's an elephant in the room right now, right, about the relationship between the quarterback and the wide receiver, and whether or not everybody's on the same page. And whether or not, here's the thing, there's a fear that what happened last year at the end of the year is simmering beneath the surface. We got you here to be able to talk about that side of the football, and I'm just wondering from your perspective, how has that relationship been from your view, from your eyes?
And I mean, I understand. I kind of heard it a little earlier when we were talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You already got burned by the stove once, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like you get that same feeling. I don't believe that we're anywhere close to that or anything. Media is great, but at the same time, it's their job to have a dramatic story. That's what sells. So no offense to you guys, but
none taken.
I mean,
none taken, bro.
Especially, you know, AJ, I know he kind of gave that one word answer in the interview. One word is very ambiguous and leads to a lot of assumptions and conclusions from people. So, AJ, I think, is a great dude. I don't think he's got a selfish bone in his body. I think also he just understands the type of team and the caliber of team we can be out there on Sundays and what we should be able to do.
Well, and I understand why he said that last night. And look, I think Landon handled it with you guys well. And I know he walked in to do his show with you guys, Hugh, and you talked to him. Like, I don't think he heard every ounce of the Brandon Graham, take. But
oh, we filled him in.
Okay. But I thought he handled it well. Like, he doesn't, from his view, that it's as big of a deal as maybe Brandon does.
Well, this is the thing. Most times, offensive and defensive linemen, we're built different because we know our success is predicated on the people around us, you know. And Brandon is feeling the way he's feeling because, like I said, this might be Brandon's swan song. Brandon wants to go out on top. Brandon has talked about Super Bowl since last year and trying to make that dream happen. So Brandon's looking at it. Brandon, to me, I think Brandon said what he said because he's trying to cut it off at the pass, like you said. He's trying to throw it out there and hopefully that they take the message and you know, receive it and, you know, just make it right. I don't know anybody who, when they feel like they're personally attacked like that, receives that kind of message well. That's the unfortunate thing about it. But I think Landon's looking at it like, hey, he knows AJ. And this is why it's easy for people to say AJ's a selfish player and he's this, that, and the third when you don't know him. They know him intimately.
Yeah, of course.
And they've been around him. And I'm here to tell you, if you've ever played any group sports, for football especially, receivers are different. Receivers are different. A true story. This just happened this morning. This is how receivers are. You know, I have an infamous thing with a receiver here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if y'all heard or not, but we've moved past that so much so. And I know people like to embellish that story and make it seem like we can't stand each other. I text T.O. this morning and asked him to come on the show. And he was busy. He texted me back. He said, hey, man, I'm a little busy. He's giving away toys for tots with the kids this morning. And I said, hey, I appreciate you getting back to me. And Joe, you know, many times I've called many a former player trying to get them on the show. Some call back, some don't. And I know some of them are busy, but it says a lot when people call you back because that means they genuinely respect you. Like, you know how it is. Certain people call, they'll look at the phone and say, oh, that's all. I'm not calling him back. Call back, just like when Shady called back. When we sat here and Shady said, hey, from now on, that won't happen. And that day I called him, he called back. It's different. And that's what I'm trying to say. You don't know A.J. Brown like you think you know A.J. Brown. And I do believe, I wholeheartedly believe, that if they sit in the room and get this together, because I feel like they're on the same page, and A.J.'s had a lot of success here, that if they sit down and talk about it, they're going to be okay. This is just a bump in the road. This is not as big as it's being made out to be. Well,